Aircheckdownloads.com.
Shine on, you crazy diamonds. Pink Floyd from Wish You Were Here, Roy Harper on the lead vocals. Thank God it wasn't Judith Chalmers. That was number 36 on the Hot 100, and Pink Floyd's second song so far. Are there more to come? Well, we'll find out later on as we go on. Also the second song so far for Dire Straits at number 35, Private Investigations.
We're counting down the WH Smith Hot 100 as voted for by you. The classic countdown of all time.
Much more music. 13 to 15.
This is the Virgin 1215 and WH Smith Hot 100. Thanks again for all your votes. Well, at 35, we have Private Investigations, second song on the countdown so far from Dire Straits. More to come, time will tell. And there at 34, Pride in the Name of Love, U2's dedication to Martin Luther King from the Unforgettable Far. More U2? We will see. Now, at number 33, a song that started out as a B-side. It's Rod Stewart, Maggie May. Any idea what the original A-side was? Can you remember? Sorry to make you work on a bank holiday, but I'll tell you after we play. Maggie May, Rod Stewart, number 33 from Virgin 1215. Maggie May, she certainly did. In the countdown, the Hot 100 at number 33 from your vote. There's Rod Stewart. So I said that actually started out as a B-side, eventually got flipped, of course. And what was the original A-side of Maggie May? It was his version of Tim Hardin's song, Reason to Believe. The switchboard went absolutely mad until I informed everybody who was on it that there were no prizes. Then they hung up pretty quickly. But you just wanted to show me how clever you are on that. If you said Reason to Believe, pat yourself on the back. That was the original A-side, Rod Stewart. Right now, 32. Led Zeppelin, Virgin 1215. Led Zeppelin. 32, Rock and Roll, and their second appearance. Got a record at 31, which is also a second appearance by the band. So that'll come up in a second after I remind you that if you have voted, and thank you very much for all your votes for the Hot 100, there is a chance that you will win the top 10 CDs. Make sure you're by your phone, and certainly don't stray too far from the radio, because every hour we get a name from the Virgin computer of everybody who helped compile the Virgin 1215 WH Smith Hot 100, and we give them a call back. And if they answer a question correctly about the countdown, then they win the top 10 CDs, which you'll hear, of course, later on. So it could be you. We'll do the draw in about 5 or 10 minutes' time, and I'll let you know who it is, as I say, just after that. Now, here comes one of the most famous downpours in musical history, and the clap of thunder. It was a UK 22. It was a US number 14. It was released just a couple of months after the death of Jim Morrison at 31 on the Hot 100, The Doors.
AircheckDownloads.com.